Hi everyone, welcome to Block Shorts. My name is Gautam Dhameja, and in this episode of the podcast, I'm going to talk about double spends. Simply put, double spends are basically a problem with digital currencies where you can try to spend the same amount of currency two times or maybe more than two times. So let's think of it from a fiat currency perspective. In general, when you spend money, you either have it in your wallet, physical wallet, and you spend that money by handing over a currency note to the merchant and you get the services or the products in return of that money. When it happens through a bank, the bank is a centralized party. So when you do a bank transfer, you are simply sending that money to someone else in their bank account. In here as well, bank will make sure that this money is spent only once. But there is a problem when it comes to a decentralized network. I wanted to cover this topic of double spends after I have covered transactions, blocks, finality, a bit of economics. And now that all of that is done in the last 19 episodes, let's talk about double spends. So first and foremost, when you send a blockchain transaction, you can send it to any of the nodes. And then this node can further broadcast this transaction. And once it reaches the node that is going to produce a block, it may or may not include that in a block. Now, let's take an example. Let's say you have 10 coins. You transfer those 10 coins in a transaction to one user. And then you created one more transaction and transferred exactly those 10 coins to another user. And you sent these both transactions to different nodes on the blockchain. So node 1 will take the transaction 1, which was sent to user 1 for 10 coins. And node 2 will take transaction 2, which was basically a transfer of 10 tokens to user 2. Now the origin of this transaction, which is you have only 10 tokens in your balance. You can only do one of these transactions. Or let's say the blockchain will consider only one of these transactions as valid. The other transaction will become invalid. But by the time that happens, you have tried to spend the same money twice. And this is exactly the problem of double spend. Now, if there was no consensus, if there was no notion of finality, both of these transactions would become true and you would have succeeded in spending the same money twice. This is similar to how fake currency works in the fiat side, actually. Anyway, let's come back to the double spends. Now that these transactions have been included in the block, at a certain point in time, depending upon the finality being followed by the chain, one of these transactions will become invalid. How that will happen is, when the transactions are included in a block, let's say the first transaction has been included in one block, the other one is included in the other block, and both of these blocks were appended to the chain at the same height. This can happen when a temporary fork happens or when a network delay happens and the chain becomes divided or split for a period of time. And during this time, both of these blocks are valid for the chain and both of these transactions are also valid. At a point in time down the line, when the consensus algorithm finds out which one is the longest chain and which chain becomes the canon chain basically, then one of these transactions will become invalid because the whole block that was carrying this transaction becomes invalid. So double spend is still a problem that it can happen for a temporary period of time on different kind of chains. But the notion of block finality and how fast a chain is getting to block finality kind of resolves this problem. Now, there is an aspect to it which actually impacts the whole merchant and buyer scenario. So if you are transacting with someone on a blockchain and they have sent you some money using this blockchain, then you must wait until that block becomes final on the chain. Because that person could have sent the exact same amount of money to someone else. And at a later point in time, you might find out that the money that they have sent you, the transaction carrying that transfer becomes invalid. And then you might have already given them the product or the service that they were looking for, but your payment got cancelled or got invalid. So whenever you are transacting on a blockchain as a merchant, you must make sure that the payment that you are receiving has been finalized on the blockchain. All right, this was more about double spends. Thank you for listening. Please do not forget to subscribe to the podcast. And stay tuned for the next episodes. Ciao.